This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Imagine losing millions of dollars because you decided to relieve yourself at a gas station after winning a gold medal, nights after winning a gold medal. Donald Trump unburdens himself in a much different way of what his immigration screening test would consist of. We're going to let you hear what Donald Trump had to say about that. His thoughts on Hillary Clinton and the emails. Of course, now it's been made public that there were thousands of emails, in fact 15,000 emails, that the government has not even or did not even, I guess, peruse is the right way to put that. Kate Delaney kicking things off this week here on America Tonight. So we'll definitely talk about Ryan Lochte and the whole Olympic nonsense, and we'll weave in lots of conversation about what's happening both with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Right at the get-go, our insiders, true insiders, I think, in Washington, D.C., from Talk Media News, Justin Duckham joins us. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. How are you doing?
First of all, the most important question up front, what is all the gray goop all over our nation's monuments? I read a story about that the other day. What's going on? Supposedly it's like Gotham City.
That's a very good question, but for a large part, you have to remember that D.C. was built in a swamp for reasons that are still absolutely confusing to a lot of people who have to live here, who've made, poor life decisions and suddenly found themselves living in this humid wasteland. And so I'm not necessarily surprised to see, our monuments be covered with, something kind of gross. That's no surprise to me, considering, I'm oftentimes covered in the weird, sticky liquid anytime I get off the metro on a summer day here. But that may be TMI.
I understand what you're saying, though. As somebody who grew up kind of in that area, every time we went to Washington is the craziest thing, and you nailed it. Why the founding fathers decided to move everything to D.C., I get it because of Washington's farm and everything and Jefferson, but, oh, my gosh, in the middle of a swamp, people forget that.
No, exactly, and it's just troubling. This is a place where, this has been considered to be a tropical environment by a lot of people who used to come here. According to D.C. urban legend, apparently when the British ambassadors used to come here before World War II, they would actually wear tropical safari gear while visiting D.C. And apparently it was part of the Lend-Lease program to get them to stop doing that when we gave the British weapons and whatnot. And that was just kind of a that kind of speaks volumes about the weather and how it's kind of interpreted by people coming over here. So It's been a rough month. Today was actually a pretty good day, but summer's not yet over.
Yeah, I like that. Summer's not over. All right, so it was a crazy day for Hillary Clinton. Again, now announcing that there were more emails, like 15,000 of them. So that means battering this story around and trying to figure out what was it the Justice Department was saying about these 15,000 emails. And, of course, Trump's people seized the moment, as they should have, because that's just raw meat to throw that up there for them. But what does it mean for Hillary Clinton, these reports about these other emails? Is there anything that's going to come of this?
This means that this is kind of a slow drip. This is something that we've been seeing for a while now, the fact that these are slowly coming out. And right now there's negotiations going on over when exactly these emails are going to be released, if ever. That's being worked out right now between the FBI, the State Department, and Judicial Watch, the conservative watchdog organization that initially requested these documents in the first place. It looks like under the most optimistic timeline, there could be a full release of these documents in October, of course, 1 month before the big election, which is pretty terrible timing for the Clinton campaign, to say the least, considering that if there's anything in there that could be remotely negative on them, that's certainly going to take a lot of oxygen out of the room. You know, we've already been getting a few of the details on what these emails include, including some that came out today, that kind of gave some additional insight into how those who had been connected to the Clinton Foundation had, you know, sought to get within Clinton's inner circles to ask for favors. This included Bono, who was among one of the people who apparently consulted with the State Department to figure out how he could get a transmission from the International Space Station into some of his concerts. That's actually a true story that came out in the emails, even though it kind of sounds like I'm making that up. And, you know, in addition, just other situations like, you know, billionaire sports investors and whatnot trying to get visas for their athletes. You know, so far there's no direct evidence that Hillary Clinton had, you know, intervened in any of these cases to benefit donors and whatnot. But nevertheless, this is something that just certainly raises additional scrutiny and something that's going to continue as the days go by and we get closer to the election.
Yeah, and Donald Trump now with new managers, et cetera, he's out there pitching kind of a different tune. He was talking about immigration and that, you know, his campaign manager is saying that the immigration plan shouldn't be rushed. And then Trump was talking about our inner cities, our war zones. I think we're going to see some different rhetoric coming out of him. What do you think?
I mean, this is already what we've been seeing so far. You know, we've at least seen him trying to, you know, at least moderate his message, trying to reach out to African-American voters and whatnot. And to, you know, to a large extent, even if this doesn't really work in bringing around, you know, more minorities in favor of voting for him, this at least gives, you know, some psychological cover to Republicans who may still be on the fence. You know, he still has a lot to do to bring in Republicans who are still undecided about him to, you know, shore up the rest of his party beyond the hardcore base. And probably more so than bringing in additional voters, this is a move that will probably, you know, get them to come in as well, since, you know, they'll be able to essentially, you know, give the argument that, you know, he's not the racist candidate that's been made out to be for quite some time. And so I think this is probably one of the bigger things. So I think we're going to continue to see this message moving forward. We're going to probably try to see him continue to make any hard line sweeping, you know, comments regarding mass deportations and whatnot. And I think that's probably going to be the sort of a hallmark for the remaining days of this campaign.
Yeah. All right, Justin Duckham, always a pleasure. Be careful of the goop. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you so much. You have a good one.
It is pretty bad, our nation's capital. You have to wipe off the grime. There are, I know, are analogies, I won't even go there, that we could make. But he's right, it's that swamp deal. And that until you go there in the summertime and you melt and you say, why? Speaking of melting, although it's not receding, a lot of Louisiana still having problems with water. Part of Louisiana, in fact, they're talking about 2 feet of standing water, depending on what parish, where it is, and some of the harder hit areas. So you see houses and you see the water not quite up to the rooftop, but right there covering the entire front porch. And people who haven't slept in their own bed in a week and trying to pull out belongings and go back in and find perhaps what they could salvage. There's an area called Derby Heights. And how much of that Vermilion River was swollen? They say it was recorded at 16.5 feet on Monday. That is still way above major flood stage and a foot below last week's crest. Oh, my, oh, my. We're talking about that and other musings coming up in a different direction next on America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The South tends to get a little bit less than maybe the coast, either California, New York, but that's, I think, just a general truth, I hope, not an exaggeration.
All right, so that's Mary Landrieu talking about, you know, what I just mentioned. It's crazy what we're seeing with the water and the thousands of rescues, and it's story after story, and now the state is getting ready for a visit from the president. The president is going to travel to Louisiana Tuesday to look at this horrible, horrible, devastating flood in Baton Rouge. It's as you look at it, it just seems to get bigger, badder, and wider. And as that's going on, the president says he wants to ensure his presence doesn't interfere with the ongoing recovery efforts. He's also wanting to get a firsthand look at the impact of, you know, how the response was. And was the response pretty good? And also, what can the federal government do to assist the people of Louisiana? In fact, here's what Josh Ernst had to say. He is the mouthpiece from the White House today at a press briefing. This was his take on Louisiana.
I can tell you what the president's been focused on is the response on the ground and the people whose lives in Louisiana have been turned upside down by this terrible flooding event. And the response that you've seen from the federal government has been effective. And the president and the other members of his team that have operational responsibilities have been effective.
Yeah, and it's interesting because Trump also touring Louisiana, and Mary Landrieu, the former Democratic Louisiana senator, said the other day that she welcomes a visit because, look, it calls attention to the devastation in this state, and then also pushing Obama and Hillary Clinton because, again, that means that more people are paying attention to what's happening there, while the governor, John Bell Edwards says that he'd prefer that the president wasn't coming on Tuesday, but too late. They're already planning that because visiting the state, it means that you've got to divert law enforcement types away from recovery and on to him. He said he welcomed Trump's visit as long as it wasn't intended as a photo op for political gain. I mean, anything is going to be seen as that. But I say, listen, whatever brings attention in a positive way, ultimately, to Louisiana, because, you know, I talked to somebody over the weekend who luckily survived that, but saw neighbors and so many others in dire situations and says, you cannot imagine what's going on here, what people need, clothing, toothpaste, toothbrushes, the simplest things, because all of that washes away. You know, I always say that, and I know some of you have experienced this, sadly, but I'm sure some of you have tales of how you bounced back after it and came back with a vengeance, and what was terrible and traumatic and awful at the time ended up being something that you weathered as a family or a somebody who's single but had a lot of friends, whatever it is, whether it's a fire, a flood, some other catastrophic moment in your life, and especially Mother Nature when she hurls something that really throws you for a loop. And that's Louisiana right now. So it's FEMA, it's floods, it's handling the floods, what's being done to handle the floods. And I think I agree with Landrieu. Anything that brings attention to a dire situation is not all that bad. I mean, the fact that you've got Louisiana still with some parts of it was still 2 feet of standing water tells you all you need to know. You have snakes of every variety, the danger of that. You have alligators that are like home invaders right now in some parts of the state that are awash with water. So it's a nasty situation. And these are people that are going to have to figure out how do they rebuild, how do they pick up their life, what do they do at this point. And I mentioned it's the bare necessities that become so important, because whenever there's the initial shock and panic, people come calling, people come running, you get rescued. And then one day after another day starts to pile up, and suddenly you're forgotten because the world continues to click and everybody goes about what they normally do. So I think it's good. Any attention, I'd say the same thing. Any attention is good attention. If the candidates go there, Obama goes there, I don't really look at that as negative. I get the thing of taking away law enforcement, but the fact that you have neighborhoods that look like they're islands and they were cul-de-sacs before, yeah, I'm going to say dealing with that is pretty, I mean, it's pretty rough. There's just simply too much water, and how do you get rid of that water, and what's being done to help the people to get them back on their feet, because you only have so much resources to go around, and you've got these rivers, all of that has to drain. And so it's not like it's just immediately, okay, boom, the rain's gone, so now everything's receding. Well, that's not the case at all. Now you have to deal with mosquitoes and all of that, too, that becomes part of this. Even if the water is hardly moving, I mean, maybe in one way it's even worse that that's that situation. There's a lot to be concerned about. The homes aren't getting airflow. Bacteria would be enclosed. There would be problems all the way to the top of the house. There's going to be lots of repair, rebuilding, all of that. Trying to get whatever they can, as I mentioned, out of a house is pretty tough in those conditions. I mean, bricks can dry up, but solid wood, forget it. You have to gut walls. You have to go way above what they call the wicking line. So this is going to be nightmarish for the thousands of people rescued from those Louisiana floods. This is no layup of receding water and, geez, we'll handle it. Mm-mm. That's why the whole country, this outpouring of help is so vital. I mean, so, so vital, without a doubt. In the meantime, as I mentioned, the campaign trail, many of you curious what's happened on the campaign trail, at the tail end of this hour, we've got a big, giant mailbag, so many of you sent your thoughts, and we'll go to that. Also talking about the new campaign manager for Donald Trump. There was a, in the email segment, there was a bunch of questions about her. And some about Louisiana, some of what I just shared, what did I think, and how long will it take, and nobody knows the how long. Wouldn't it be great if you had a timeline? Hey, this is disastrous, but give us a month, and it's not going to look the way that it looks right now. It's not going to look that way. Coming up, while we think about the vote, the Trump campaign is mulling over the accepting the debate schedule. Because remember, you also have new people on the scene that you're curious about that I mentioned we'll talk about during the mailbag segment. But the campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, said that Trump's team is still deciding whether to agree to the debate schedule announced or not by the Independent Commission on Presidential Debates, because Trump has criticized the schedule of some of the debates, because September 26th, October 4th, and October 9th, that two of those debates coincide with football games. So he's not crazy about what that would do. However, he's definitely prepping hard for those debates. So he's not nixing the possibility of the debates. That's going to happen. But he is definitely looking at the dates. Rents Priebus is predicting that Trump will pull even with Clinton, by the way, in the polls by around Labor Day, because the Republican Party chairman says Donald Trump is getting into a groove in his campaign against Hillary Clinton. He was part of the Sunday Swirl. He was on ABC's This Week, and he said Trump's been disciplined and mature. I think he's going to get this thing back on track, even though there was a shakeup last week with Stephen Bannon, now as the new chief executive, the head of Breitbart News, and Kellyanne Conway as the new campaign manager, who I just mentioned. All right, hang with us. Nuts and Bolts coming up next, right here with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how.
We are going to have a new immigration screening test to keep people out of our country who don't support our tolerant values.
All right, so that's Donald Trump, and Trump there talking about, you heard him, values and immigration. We're starting to see, as I mentioned at the top of the show, a little bit of a turn in Donald Trump. Is this Trump 2.0? Is this a Trump that's more palatable to more voters so that he can eclipse Hillary Clinton? Or no? I mean, listen, I think it's still neck and neck. I think that the, say it again, those debates starting with the first one on September 26th, unless they change the debate schedule, is huge. I mean, absolutely huge. And what people want to know from Trump is immigration. And what he's saying is, I will obey existing laws on immigration. He said that on Monday because, of course, I mean, what's he going to say? I'm going to rip them in half. He says when it comes to immigration, if he becomes president, he's going to deport gang members, murderers, and other bad people. He was on the O'Reilly Factor, and there's been all of these conversations about whether he's going to change his immigration stance. And he said, we're going to obey the existing laws, and some of them are strong. The first thing we're going to do, if and when I win, we're going to get rid of the bad ones. he threw in the conversation with O'Reilly that George W. Bush and Barack Obama both deported people using the immigration laws. And he said he met with leaders of the Hispanic community Monday and discussed immigration and other topics. And, you know, he said, I ultimately, he threw this in because he was asked a lot about the campaign. I ultimately decided I want to run the campaign the way I want to run the campaign, because so much was made about his campaign manager, Paul Manafort. And, you know, amid all those crazy reports that he had ties to Russia, and Trump said, I wanted to keep Paul as chairman, but it was something I felt we should do. Because that really one event, if you think about it, I decided he's a good guy, but I want to run the campaign the way that I want to do things. Because there was sort of a dark cloud about switching the campaign managers, right? And who was running things, the campaign manager, and who was going to be the, quotes, chief of staff. All right, he also had something as he's mulling over the debate schedule, deciding whether to accept it, and talking with Kellyanne Conway, his campaign manager, about the timing of the debates, not doing the debates, of course, wanting to do the debates, but trying to decide, is there a better way to do this instead of during especially two very big football games? Is there a way to maybe rearrange it? So don't be surprised if something comes out where they want to arrange a couple of the debates. One of the focuses for Donald Trump today or Monday to kick off the week, anyway, if you're listening to this Monday into Tuesday, etc., or whenever, kicking off a new week as we send kids back to school and get ready to usher in September. I mean, this is full court press now at this point. So he talked about what to do immigration-wise, holding up the current laws, but he also talked about Hillary Clinton. And he talked about, you know, he called for an independent prosecutor for Clinton's criminality is what he called it, and talking about the foundation and all these emails, I think, as part of it, that have been unleashed. And here specifically is a little snippet of Trump going after Clinton.
She testified to Congress under penalty of perjury. Now we learn about another 15,000 emails she failed to turn over, and they've just been discovered, I guess, today.
All right, so while those emails have been discovered, and the or at least announced anyway, and there's some backlash for Hillary Clinton, I said this at the top, it's, you know, it's raw meat, and of course it's perfect to use this in the campaign. So what happens with the emails, and does this become something that gains some more traction for Trump? And there's a great question for you. Do you think the emails have, the email stories have enough legs to make this a big deal, to, you know, make it, make this a bigger deal to Donald Trump in his quest to maybe knock somebody off the dime who's kind of undecided? See, here's what I think. Are people decided? Are you decided? Are people in your neighborhood decided on who they're going to vote for? Are people talking about that? I'm going to vote, or I'm going to absentee ballot, or I'm going to do this. How many of those people, and this is why I've always wondered this, how many people are actually going to make a switch or make a decision, a last-minute decision? When you go to vote, is there something inside of you that suddenly says, oh, I've been a lifelong Democrat, but I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because I can't stand the Clintons, or I don't like what's happened? Or in the other direction, I don't like Donald Trump, I can't imagine him running the country, so I'm not a big fan of Hillary Clinton's, and I've been a lifelong Republican, but I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. I just wonder. Or somebody who's undecided. When do they decide? If you're undecided, I guess really looking at what both candidates are saying, but at what point do you finally make that decision? How far in front of actually going to vote do you make the decision as to who you're going to vote for? You know, it's interesting, in the release of the emails, there was something that happened where Hillary Clinton said, one of the things she said when she was talked to the FBI was that Colin Powell had told her about, you know, using a private email server. And Colin Powell denied urging Hillary Clinton, when she became Secretary of State, to use a private email server and accused her of trying to pin it on him. In fact, he said, the truth is she was using the private email server for a year before I sent her a memo telling her what I did. Now, supposedly that conversation happened during a dinner party at the home of former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. Powell said he used a personal AOL email account for non-classified messages and his official government account for classified content. That's what he's saying really happened, not that he pushed her to go in a different direction of how she was using emails. And Hillary Clinton also supposedly had a conversation with Secretary of State Condi Rice when she was Secretary of State. And she says, Rice says, she doesn't remember speaking to Clinton in 2009 about it at all. Doesn't remember it at all. And her chief of staff at Stanford University said, look, she's not doing any media right now, but I can tell you she's had no recollection of that conversation either. Well, that's not good. So they're bringing up Condi Rice and Colin Powell to say, well, they both said use a private server, and they're both denying and saying, "What? We never said that." In different ways, they're denying that they said that or not. So then somebody said to me, do you think it's that her mind is erratic, her memory is erratic? Is that perhaps what it is? It's just, you know, we crucify Ryan Lochte for exaggerations and the outrageous behavior at the Olympics. But then we see, you know, these memories of, well, no, Colin Powell, because that would be an easy thing to say. Powell, then Rice, that's who she picked it up from, that they did it. So that's why I thought to do it, if this is what everybody else is doing. So that's not good. That's passing the buck, right? If that's the truth. And I think it still is a reach to believe that that's going to sink her chances, though, of getting elected. I mean, I don't think so. Because they're both, I mean, both of them are denying that, and I think that doesn't look good. But I also believe it's not something that's gonna send people, that's why I asked, when do you decide who you're gonna vote for? It's not gonna send people who are hardcore Hillary fans or just hardcore Democrats, and no matter who the Democrat is, they wouldn't vote for another person. I don't think it's going to send them in a direction where they say, oh, I just can't go here now. I mean, I'm just gonna have to go for Trump because I'm so disgusted with the different stories I'm hearing. So while Trump was speaking, and you heard snippets of that, in the battleground state of Ohio, he thinks that this criminality of Hillary Clinton's, what he's calling it, that there should be an independent investigation because of the belief that the Justice Department has kind of a Clinton bias. And he said after the FBI, the Department of Justice whitewash the Clinton email crimes, that they can't be trusted to act quickly or impartially to investigate Hillary Clinton's new crimes, which Trump says happen all the time. And the crowd went wild at the rally. There were chants of what we heard from the Republican convention of lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. All right, we're locking up this hour with your thoughts as we go to the mailbag. Coming up around the bend here on ATN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd
you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Once again, you and the tall guy in the back, woohoo! You react. I can't believe how much email we get on this show. I feel like Santa Claus, only I don't live in the North Pole and it's not very, very cold. In fact, it's very, very hot. Or rainy, if as it were, because it's been rainy lately in our satellite facility, the location of our satellite facility. So as I say that, I will throw out the digits. You know, you can always throw in your 2 cents by picking up that cell phone and pounding on these numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I mean, here's the question. It's worth looking at this. When is it in your brain, do you know, boom, right away? I guess with so many decisions. Are you quick to decide, politically speaking, always which direction you're going in? Or no, do you wait till the last second? I think people say they wait, but I think people have already made up their minds. On that note, let's check the mail.
Mail time. Mail time. Mail
time.
Mail time.
The mail's here. All right, Pete Nolan and Roger all have thoughts on Hillary Clinton and the emails. First up is Pete from Ohio, who says, Hillary Schmillery. You know, in one way I could care less, except for that I think it's dangerous, Kate, that that lady could become the president of the United States. I have no doubt there are women who are capable, who'd be fabulous, and who would represent the United States as commander-in-chief in a wonderful way. Women who have very big brains and who would add to the conversation. This woman ain't one of them as she tries to pin things on poor Colin Powell. Just let him hang and leave him alone. It's funny because Nolan in Louisiana says, Kate, it is a wall of water where my poor friends in Baton Rouge live. I do not live in Baton Rouge. We've dealt with some water, but nothing that we couldn't handle. It is one of those horrible situations where we've driven everything we can. We've collected donations of clothes and water and even some money to hand to people who are trying to figure out what do they do next? How do they dig out of the mess? While that's going on, speaking of messes, Hillary Clinton is somebody I really don't have a feeling for, to be honest, either way. I think she'd make a terrible president. I'm a lifelong Democrat. What do I do? And then every day it gets worse. It seems as though Hillary Clinton keeps forgetting to tell the truth, or the people around her do, or somebody's confused in that campaign. How can it be that former secretaries of states were dragged into the conversation as advising her not to use the State Department's email server, but instead go private on her own, yet to deny it? Colin Powell says he never said that. When you think of a guy who could have been in the highest position in the land, should he have ran for president, I think he had a great chance at it. And then Condi Rice, who says through somebody at Stanford that she does not recall any question from Hillary Clinton or conversation about a private email server. And then this from Roger. How is it Hillary Clinton gets away with saying that she was told by several people in previous administrations that they used a private email server, and yet they all say they did not have that conversation with Hillary Clinton? I don't believe they're ganging up on her, Kate. Do you think that? No, I find it hard to believe. Condi Rice, I don't care what her politics are. I mean, put politics aside. Yeah, this is my party, and of course I'm going to help my party any way I can. I don't think so. I just don't get that feel from her, or frankly, Colin Powell. If they did have that conversation with her, I mean, would it make them look bad to say, oh yeah, I told her definitely use a private email server? Is it semantics? Is it the way the story is twisted? You know, what is it? It does really boggle your mind. I think, and I said this a long time ago, quickly I'll throw in my two again on this. I think it was just pure arrogance by the people around her and Hillary Clinton. So, in other words, you're the big cheese, you're the Secretary of State, you're going to, you know, one of the highest offices in the land. You make the switch. Nobody really tells you, hey, listen, you cannot have a private email server. That's just against the rules, ma'am. I'm sorry to break it to you. But nobody around her said that. Nobody questioned it. Or did they question it and everybody said, ah, that's no big deal. We'll just let that go. That just seems so, I mean, rank. Somebody that is that high up, it's just like switching corporations. It's just like a new job. When you go to a new job, do you get a key card? Are you issued a way to get into a building? Do you have to sign a piece of paper for it? Do you just get to skip all that and you get the master key? I mean, I know that's a crazy analogy, but think about it in your own world. Well, listen, 50 people before me told me I didn't have to do that. And I'm now the vice president of Cheetos Cheese, and this is the way it goes. I just think that's what it was. And then all of a sudden it became a deal. And now you got to figure out, did anyone ever have that conversation with me? And stories did break that previous secretaries of state did have access to private email servers, but that's not the same thing as telling the new secretary of state, oh, no, just use your own private server. And then also, there's a difference. Use your own private email server for personal emails only versus, oh, use it for whatever you want to use it for. I mean, that's the thing. All right, this one is from Gregory in Louisiana. Kate, thanks for all you're trying to do to raise awareness for the people in the state in Louisiana, especially Baton Rouge, because it is really, really difficult. Thousands of people are displaced. It's no joke. It's no exaggeration. These are hard, true numbers, folks, where you're looking at waiting for waters to recede, rivers that have crested, people who have lost everything, and trying to figure out what do they do next. Do they rebuild? Do they move somewhere else? What is it they need to do? Donald says, I live in Florida, and we certainly know what floods are like, torrential rains, high winds, damage that has happened to property for many people all over the great state of Florida. Many Floridians are doing what they can to lend a hand to the people in Louisiana who find themselves in this dire situation. Yeah, you know, government resources are there. Other people are coming in. I think that's a great thing because it is, I described it before, think of something traumatic in your life. What happens? You get lots of food, people coming over with pies and lasagnas and doing everything they can to help you. But then normal life resumes. And when normal life resumes, what happens after that? You got to just go with it. You got to figure out the flow. You got to figure out what's happening, right? And that's what the people in Louisiana are doing right now at this point, trying to figure out what do they do? Do they, like I said, it's pretty obvious. Do you rebuild? Do you start again? What do you do? What do you do with your family? You know, this is back to school for a lot of people. A lot of schools didn't do back to school. And then they got to figure out what, you know, do they move? Do they uproot the kids? You know, that whole kind of thing. All right, here's another one. This one from Jacob, who says, Kate, Louisiana, if we could just take a giant hose and pump all the water out of those neighborhoods. It is soul-crushing to have your house destroyed by a wall of water that you narrowly escaped. And it sounded like there were so many rescues. That's the situation a lot of people were in. Boy, true that. No doubt about it. Thanks so much for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
Cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.